My guest at this time is former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, who held that post on 9/11 and in the critical days and weeks that followed. He was later nominated to be Secretary of Homeland Security in the George W. Bush administration, an ill-fated opportunity, as it turned out, that eventually led to his imprisonment for tax fraud and making false statements. His three-plus years in federal prison helped him see the criminal justice system from the other side and has now turned him into a crusader for reforming the system. Mr. Kerik is the author of the new book, From Jailer to Jailed, My Journey from Correction and Police Commissioner to Inmate Number 84888-054. And Commissioner Kerik, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, in recent months, you have spoken out about how the media and some political figures, including the president and the current mayor of New York City, have, in your opinion, characterized police treatment of suspects, particularly black suspects. And we've seen the tremendous amount of attention on this, from Ferguson to the Eric Garner case to the murders of two NYPD officers in December. Where do you think the line is properly drawn between responsible coverage and potential incitement?
Well, I think, you know, people in positions of leadership in this country have to take each one of these incidents, these events, and keep them in context. You know, I think sometimes we forget, the American people forgets, or when they hear all this rhetoric, they don't realize that law enforcement, local, state, and federal law enforcement in this country probably affect more than 2 million arrests per year. 2 million. And just in New York City alone, there's more than 100,000 arrests per year. That being said, we then take one, two, three, four incidents, and we turn those into a broad brush of negativity for the law enforcement community all over this country, and it should not be. Every one of these events should be looked at individually. First and foremost, people are presumed innocent until proven guilty, and that goes on both sides of the coin, whether it's the suspect or it's a cop that's involved in an incident. We broad brush the cops as racist, as criminals, as whatever. And then, you know, we crucify them in the court of public opinion, and I just think it's wrong.
What are you most upset about how Obama and de Blasio and Holder have reacted to this? Is it the fact that they tend to kind of lump them together and suggest there's a trend, or are there specific things they say that are particularly unhelpful?
Well, I think it's the political leadership that incites these protests, many of which, you know, people have talked about these protests, these are peaceful protests. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Some of them are. Most of them have not been. You know, you've had in Ferguson alone, they burned down half the community, for God's sakes. I mean, that's not a peaceful protest. Peaceful protests in New York City are not calling for cops to be killed. Peaceful protests, around the country that are peaceful, that's fine. People have a right to express their opinion. But when you have civil rights leaders and you have public officials that are supposed to be there to keep the peace, it's just wrong for them to get out and incite these people that are really creating more havoc, more harm to communities than necessary.
Last question on this topic. From your years of service and from what you know now, is there a systemic problem of racial bias in law enforcement?
I don't think so. And I think, like I said, you got to take each one of these incidents separately. And you also have to, especially in New York City, and I can talk more so about New York City than anywhere else, look what the law enforcement community has done for the minority communities in New York City. Back in 1990, there were more than 2,400 murders in New York City. Most of them came from the minority communities. In the last 20, 25 years, the NYPD has reduced violence, overall violence, by more than 75% and homicides by close to 80%. And the predominant benefactors of those reductions in violence and murders have been the black communities. So, and I think that's completely ignored in this racial incitement, this racial argument that's out there.
Bernard Kerik is the former New York City Police Commissioner. He held that post on 9/11 and, in, of course, the days, weeks, and months that followed. He was later nominated to be the Secretary of Homeland Security, a process that eventually led to his imprisonment. He is now the author of From Jailer to Jailed, My Journey from Correction and Police Commissioner to Inmate Number 84888-054. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.